Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. I am calling because there's been two charges taken off my credit card, and I want this account closed. I can't remember how it was done. They're saying something about a survey for a mixer. I've been in and out of town in the last month, so I don't know when and how, you know, it has happened, but I want it stopped.
Okay, let's look up an account. Could you please verify your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Valerie Blunt.
Thank you. I'm pulling up your account now. Is your address 2372 Patrick
yeah.
Avenue, Hebezaziah, Georgia?
Hebezaziah.
Oh, wow. I would have never got that right. Oh, Lord. I'm glad I don't live there. I live in a town called Wetumpkin. I thought it was difficult.
I didn't until I lived here myself.
Yes, and see, I live in Wetumpka, Alabama, and I have to spell that for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I do see it was for the Bite Tub, which is that meal planning app that gives you healthy recipes, easy to follow workouts.
I have not received anything from anybody.
Okay, yes, ma'am. This app would be all online. But yes, ma'am, someone was entering a sweepstakes to possibly win a product, that KitchenAid mixer you spoke of. And when they entered the sweepstakes for that mixer, they charged you for the app, for the Bite Tub. But she does have you canceled to stop all future charges for you.
When did she do that? Just
for,
now?
Yes, ma'am. She canceled the account to stop all future charges for you just right before she transferred you to me. Yes, ma'am, and let's see what we can do. I do see I can do a refund of the $59.89 for you.
Please.
Sure. That will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. We do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities, have them verify the IP address on the device that was used to make this purchase. But your refund of $59.89 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. No more charges. Can I give you a confirmation number, please, ma'am?
Okay. 3 to 5 days, the $59.89. Wait a minute. Let me put you on. Okay. Confirmation number?
C as in Charlie. 9. Two.
9.
0.
Nine.
7. Mm-hmm. 2-0-1-7-3.
Okay, C is in Charlie. 9-2-0-7-2-0-1-7-3.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's the confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am, and you'll have that refund in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I could help with today, please?
Okay, 3 to 5 days. If I don't receive it.
3 to 5 business days. Yes, and today's Thursday, so it could be all the way until next Thursday before you get it back.
Next Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
If not, I'll call you back.
Yes, ma'am.
Next Thursday. Okay, I thank you. I mean, like I said, I've been out of town in and out for the last month due to illness in the family. And I don't know when this was done. But normally, I don't have a problem like this. And I have no need. And you said it was a survey that was done?
No, ma'am. Someone was entering a sweepstakes to possibly be put in a drawing for a KitchenAid mixer.
Like I said, myself, I'm be honest with you, I'm illiterate to all of this stuff. I use my kids insist that I have this phone, and I use it just for, you know, phone calls of that type of nurture. But I think when I was in Florida, but I don't have to go back there for a while. But yes, I will be questioning to try to find out, you know, if I can find out who might have gotten a hold to my wallet.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I do appreciate, and I can look by next Thursday, and I have your phone numbers and I have confirmation number.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
5989.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I thank you. I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day, please.
And you too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer service.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.